10, agenda item 10 right now. Mr. Briggs?
Yes, agenda item number 10 was on the consent calendar, and we removed it because we had a speaker, and I'll remind you that I did start discussing this, I guess, just as Steve Shemek was coming in. This is the Sand City Desalination Plant in Monterey County, consideration of adoption of waste discharge requirements, and hopefully, Steve, you heard what I had to say about that as you were coming in, and since it was a consent item, maybe it would make sense just to go to his comments.
Okay. Is he? There he is.
You ready?
Yep.
Okay. Regional board members, staff, if that's left. My name is Steve Shimmick, Monterey Coast Keeper. The item that I'm addressing is problematic, and it's actually difficult. For me, it's difficult. This could prove to be difficult for all of us to grapple with a little bit. First of all, I want to preface my comments with the fact that I am not necessarily against desal. As an organization, we've actually discussed it. We are not opposed to desal. And we are not opposed to smart, low-impact development growth. We're not an anti-growth group. And we're not against Sand City providing water for itself. Let's keep Sand City a little bit in context. Sand City, as far as acreage, is less than half of 1 square mile. It has 261 residents, 261 total residents. And they want to build a 300 acre feet per year desal plant. And that's what's before you today. So we don't wish to stop this plant. What we are saying is that according to the state board order 9510, and here's one of the things where this gets problematic, which relates to CalAM, they basically say that all new water should go to recharging the aquifer first. Here is the exact language. They are to obtain water from other sources of supply and make one-for-one reductions in unlawful diversions from the Carmel River. So clearly this water will replace water that was being purchased from CalAM. Clearly this is not water just for Sand City. This is water to be, even in their own language, help alleviate the regional water shortage. But 9510 states it's supposed to go for one-to-one reductions. Now, some of the language that was used this morning, I just want to really clear, it was used a little loosely. I am not asking the regional board to enforce. Enforce is a particular word, 9510. I'm simply asking that you add a provision in your permitting order that basically says, look, you have to show that there's going to be a one-for-one reduction in pumping out of the Big Sur aquifer. Here's our concern. Our concern is that unless
Did you mean Big Sur aquifer?
I'm sorry, Carmel River. Yeah. I apologize. Thank
right.
you.
That's right.
What I'm suggesting is that if there is not push and pull on this issue, in other words, if the state board is not saying, look, you've got to do one-for-one, and then the suppliers of the water are also, if there's no language when you permit the suppliers, this water is just going to go for growth and other uses. It just will. I think it's a little bit, I think it was idealistic for staff to say, oh, there'll be this water and it'll lead to reductions in pumping. That's a nice idealistic thing to say, but that's not realistic when you're talking about the Monterey Peninsula and what's going on there. So I'm asking you to add a provision that somehow says that there should be a one-for-one reduction in pumping from the Carmel River aquifer. Thank you.
Can we
Are there any questions?
Just of staff, can we do that?
Well, our response here is that this is not an what Steve Shemek is asking for is an order to CalAM to ensure a one-to-one reduction.
That's not what I'm asking.
I totally disagree. I'm sorry. I'm going to jump in here. I think I think what Steve's asking, I think he's absolutely right, because this goes directly to degrading water quality. I think what he's asking, I think we can do it, is not to have anything to do with Cal-Am, but Sand City. And we need to order Sand City to make the 300 acre feet or whatever their desal plant is going to produce. That has to be a one-for-one. So it's really an order to Sand City, not to Cal-Am. Because the way I read this, they're not proposing that they're going to do a one-for-one. And that's going to degrade water quality. And any water created within that area is under an order by the state board to do a one-for-one replacement. So unless Sand City comes back to us and says, you know, this water will be a one-for-one replacement, I'm voting against this. I think it's just really unconscionable to allow something like this to go through that's going to be degrading water quality. So
I don't see
I have nothing wrong with desal either, but in this particular case, I think there's a problem, and I think our board has jurisdiction.
I guess I'm wondering what that jurisdiction is through this order, because how does Sand City Cal-Am does?
I'll tell you why. I mean, you know, I know it's going to be rough to find probably the legal jurisdiction, but it has, because this act that we're doing, if we do this, is basically going to add to the degradation of water quality. And we have jurisdiction over water quality.
Mm-hmm.
If Sand City wants to come back and say, yeah, you know, we want this and we're going to do a one-for-one, then that's fine.
Could it be contingent on, could approval be contingent on Sand City receiving an agreement from Cal-Am to that effect?
Sure. It could be anything like that, any sort of legal thing that says, you know, this is going to happen, but until then, we're adding to the problem if we're not, the way it is.
We're not saying it's not a valid comment.
I know, you're trying to find
what's
legal,
the right way to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, maybe Francis can find us something.
Well,
maybe we can continue this until we look into this a little more, because I think there's a big problem here.
It's really unfair, because now, City of Sand City is not here to answer the questions.
Were they told not to be here?
No.
Okay.
But this was a consent item, and I understand.
That was their risk.
May I comment on that very quickly, just two sentences? This was a consent item, as I understand from staff, that was put here on the Santa Barbara, as far as you can possibly get from Sand City, at the request of Sand City. So tough noogies if they're not here. I am.
And I agree. I think Sand City should be able to comment on this, and I recommend that we continue it to our next northern meeting.
By the way, I asked about the location when I saw this was on the agenda, and it wasn't. The answer I got was not because it's as far away as possible, but because
timing.
The timing.
Well, then I can't help that. Then they could have come here if it was that important.
Oh, I agree.
Okay, so that's my recommendation. I'd like to see it continued, and maybe Francis can look into what kind of jurisdiction.
Well, on your comment to order one-to-one, you don't have the legal jurisdiction to do that because you regulate the discharge of waste, not
water. You don't have to do it now, and we're going to give you all this time to research
all this time.
Until the, until
yes,
the next northern
item,
meeting.
So.
I appreciate that. But
I also want to ask if there's, I think staff had responded to Mr. Schimmick that there would be some effort to communicate to state board.
Right.
Did we get any information from them that there would be a way that they could act to ensure that this permit gets considered as they formulate their decision?
Hi, Burton Chadwick with the Core Regulatory Programs and the lead staff. I talked with the Assistant Division Chief of Water Rights. They're undergoing their enforcement action, and it's very difficult to have a conversation with him with that enforcement action pending. I did make him aware of the fact that we were looking for a permit for the discharge of Sand City's desal plant, And he was aware of that. Sand City is commenting and provided their closing briefs to the enforcement action. And so that's really about all I can say that I know about that. With regard to the timing was awkward, and the timing wasn't the best it was. Mm-hmm. I'd just like to point out that we did advertise public comment on July 21st and gave until October 22nd, which would have put it really tight for anything. We couldn't have made Watsonville.
October 22nd?
We advertised it on July 21st. We gave comment period through August. 22nd, advertising it for October. We missed Watsonville, obviously, for July. We missed September as well because August 22nd was too close, and so that's unfortunate. So the public comment was closed on August 22nd, got it right that time, and we got the comments on Monday, which was a state holiday, and Tuesday, so we weren't really able to coordinate with the city of Sand City very well in the last 2 days.
Okay.
The lead staff member was out on sick leave on Tuesday and Wednesday, so we're kind of a little bit jammed up on the timing.
Yeah, well, I think we should give them a chance to talk about their item. I don't know, but we should make it pretty easy for him. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, what was this timing issue that I think, Roger, you referred to? There was some urgency in doing this? Is there a season of the year when they have to do this?
Yeah, that was the, well, I think Burton was the one who provided that information to me. The timing was the, I don't know why the,
so Sand City wasn't under some sort of constraints?
Not by us.
No, by anyone else.
I don't know. Did they say what their timing?
Not exactly, but they can start producing water when they get their permit, their order from us, the WDR. I might also mention, Roger said, regulating the water quality that will be protective of the beneficial uses through the discharge with the waste discharge requirements as drafted. I think that's important. I understand the
concern
about
part.
Water supply.
I understand that part, but at the same time, what they're doing with this water is going to create a degradation, under the law anyway, a degradation of water quality, where it could be enhancing water quality, which is also part of our charge, not just to prevent degradation, but to enhance. So
right.
I'd like to maybe see if there's anything out there on that.
Yeah, from what I'm hearing now, it's not clear what jurisdiction the board would have.
Yeah,
but
good.
I can look into it.
Thanks.
So we still need a motion as far as whether to defer it or
make a motion to defer it.
Well, do we want to defer it to the December meeting? Is that what we're hearing?
That's what I heard.
We have room for December.
It shouldn't take
make
long.
A motion to
second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. That motion carries. Okay. Reports by